everyone. This is Yumi speaking at Royal Rose University in Victoria, Canada on June 21st, 2006. We are having international initiative for creation of Department of Peace and Ministry of Peace. And here I have a delegate from the Philippines. And please introduce yourself and why, what is Department of Peace for you?
I am Franklin Quijano. I am a chairperson of peace process in the Philippines of the Department of Peace of our country called the Office of the Presidential Advisor on the Peace Process. The Department of Peace of our country has helped a lot in trying to ease the tensions and solve the problems of unpeace in our country. It is therefore important to put up a Department of Peace because it will help solve violent conflicts, and a Department of Peace can also prevent the occurrence of conflicts in the different areas. Of course, the Department of Peace will also be able to help achieve the Millennium Goals by trying to go to the communities, the different areas in our countries. We would be able to address the issues of poverty, the denudation of our environment, and the problem of violence and peace.
I see. So are you saying the poverty and environmental degradation is the root cause of the conflict?
These are very concrete contributing factors in the conflict.
And is this summit helping you?
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now I have a delegate from Australia. His name is Pete Cornell, and he's a great yoga teacher. What are you doing here?
Well, hello, Yumi.
Hi.
Hello, people in Japan.
And everywhere.
And everywhere in the world, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here to see how I can create departments of peace in countries around the world and bring the citizen action towards that end. I'm also here to see what institutions of peace we can develop in the places where I live. So at the local level, in the schools, in the communities, to develop youth groups working for the same end.
Is violence often occurring in your communities? I don't see Australia being a very violent country yet. But is it a problem in your communities?
I think violence is a problem everywhere. Some places have more violence, but any level of violence is unacceptable. Any child or woman or man hurt is far beyond the level that we want to tolerate.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this Department of Peace will work to solve that problem? Or how are you attending this conference? Is it helpful? We are learning. Are you learning anything?
I am learning a great deal here. I've never seen such a dedicated and extensive citizen network that is working collaboratively to bring about this goal of creating departments of peace and ministries of peace. I do want to say also that this wants to be a department where the citizen voice of the citizenry is very powerful, and we will set up feedback loops to that end.
So we are the part of the solution, the citizens of the world.
Yes,
to create peace.
Yes, we are.
We are people building peace. Thank you. And here I have amazing young gentleman from United States. He just did a one-hour presentation to all of us, and we are totally impressed. Here he is. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Aaron Voldman. I'm 19 years old and from South Burlington, Vermont, in the United States.
And what is your role in this campaign, creating Department of Peace?
I'm the National College Director of the Student Peace Alliance, which is the student movement in the United States organizing in support of a national United States Department of Peace.
Wonderful. So what have you done so far? What's your achievement? Tell me a few examples.
Well, students across the country have already been organizing very effectively. As of right now, there's about 20 universities in the United States supporting the student movement for a Department of Peace. Students in Minnesota, 12 and 13-year-olds, convinced Senator Dayton to sign on as the first senator. Students in Vermont worked in support of engaged with Senator Jeffords, and he signed on to the bill as well. Students have marched 50 miles to speak with their elected representatives. Students have held summits, and students are writing letters, making presentations across our nation, and creating a very powerful movement.
So our representative listened to the students and young people's voice. Is that what you're
saying? They really do, and I think
they care about us.
They do care about us, and I think it's very important we engage all groups, whether it's the elders, the adults, the students, women. And we are creating a movement that's really uniting all of these various demographics, which usually are separate in their own movements, and creating a very united force that's being listened to.
Wonderful. And I see you are leading this movement. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all you're doing.
And here I have our amazing facilitator of this amazing conference taking place. Kai, he looks very young. I don't know how old he is, but he is so matured and he's so professional in what he's doing. Facilitate people from 18 countries, and he's been doing amazing work. And I'd like to ask him what is Department of Peace going to look like and what we're going to achieve together. Here's Kai.
Building departments of peace is about creating the resources within our countries to be able to deal with conflicts effectively. It's about us working to create at the government level the infrastructure, the capacities, the skills and tools and knowledge to be able to deal with conflicts both in our countries and internationally through peaceful means. The summit here has brought together participants from around the world, from altogether 20 different countries, to unite their efforts and see how we can bring this forward to work for peace building internationally today.
Wonderful. And are we successful in doing that?
I think the summit itself has been a tremendous success. We've identified core lines, what are the major areas we can work on, and all in all, the main impact of the summit has been to build the global commitment, the shared commitment to working together in a global alliance to bring forward departments of peace in our countries.
And how can I promote this further in Japan? Do you have any advice to Japanese government or...
Well, the most wonderful thing about this alliance is everybody can get involved. In terms of within Japan, there's a tremendous amount that can be done. Japan holds a very special place in the world as being the first country in the world to have a peace article in its constitution. I know there are some issues and discussions around this today in Japan. One of the answers could be to help take this peace article even further.
You mean Article 9?
Article 9 mm-hmm. of the Japanese constitution. Mm-hmm. And to see what can be done to make Article 9 a reality. For example, Japan itself could be one of the first countries to establish a Department of Peace and also work to create a standing Japanese civil peace service. Not only training the army as is done today, but taking a step forward in helping us to build the tools for dealing with conflicts internationally and beginning to professionally train people for peace work, conflict transformation, and peace building around the world.
At least our government is addressing that interest because we have peace institution, even if we have a self-defense force, which is now going aligned with the United States Army. But there's a talk at least. We want to be a peace builder. So.
I think there is, and mm-hmm. I think there are many people at the level of the Japanese government and citizens across Japan who would like to see Japan playing this role. That's something very positive, and that's something that many of us, all of us in the Global Alliance, wish to support and encourage further.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks to everyone at JUMP.
Thank you. I want to have you in Japan to have the summit one day in Japan.
I would look forward to it.
Great. Now, here I have Saul from Canada, and he has been the host of this whole summit, and I'm excited to hear from him.
Well, thank you, Yumi. It has been a wonderful, wonderful event. We have had 16 or 17 countries represented, several from areas of conflict in the world, like Nepal, Uganda, and we have been very pleased to have them. And the summit, as you know, there was an earlier summit in October in London, and this current summit here in Victoria, Canada, has vastly expanded our reach, and we are moving ahead, we're moving forward to create departments of peace in all nations. And those people that came here to this for this event have contributed enormously to that objective. And we look forward now to spreading the word around the world to all peoples. Thank you.
Thank you, Saul. And here I have Mike Upkin from United States, who's been in the steering committee, but as well, he's been doing amazing work in the United States and around the world. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Yumi. Thank you very much. This has really been a very exciting week to see so many people coming here from so many countries around the world, all interested in promoting and establishing departments and ministries of peace in their governments. And associated with that, what's really exciting for me is that as to create ministries and departments of peace goes hand in hand with creating cultures of peace in those countries, strengthening civil society for a culture of peace. And this will make a Department of Peace not only necessary but also possible to have that civil society constituency behind it and working with it. So this is all very exciting. This is how this is growing. The movement is growing. This is our second summit. Later this afternoon, we'll be deciding upon where our third summit will be. And anyway, thanks for the opportunity, Yumi.
Yeah, and how successful is it in the United States? Because United States, as I see, it's a country always waging wars. And, Department of Peace, hey, you just talk about it and it's not reality. That's, kind of, I'm sorry being nasty to you, but that's the image we have. Your country waging war all the time, and Japan is behind U.S. all the time. And how can we transform that?
Well, like all human beings and all countries, which are collections of human beings, we have two sides to our nature.
Right.
I don't know, you might say the dark side and the light side. Mm-hmm. But it's more like, there's reasons for the war making, and I'm not defending it by any means. I certainly don't support it. About fear and about scarcity and whatever the reasons are. But there's also the side for peace. And we have a large peace movement in the United States.
Yes.
Currently for the Department of Peace campaign, the specific
Tell me
niche
more about it. Yeah.
Yeah, the specific part of the peace movement for creating a Department of Peace. There's legislation currently in both houses of Congress, in the Senate and the House of Representatives, to create a cabinet-level Department of Peace and Nonviolence. And there's a large and growing grassroots campaign to support that, to lobby Congress, to have our representatives and senators support this legislation. And currently we're active in all 50 states. We're active in about three-fourths of all the congressional districts in the United States.
Three-fourths. Wonderful.
About 300 out of 440 congressional districts in the United States. Maybe that's 70%. I don't know the exact number, but and it's growing.
That's very impressive.
And
I know that you are the leader of this movement, actually. And the reason I'm here is because of Denis Kucinich, who wrote this bill of establishment of Department of Peace in the United States. That's inspired me. That's the reason I'm here today. So, U.S., I can see, as long as I work with you, I see the very hopeful side of the United States, and please continue your great work.
Thank you, Yumi.
Thank you. It is 1:30 at Royal Royals University, June 21st, and here I have a choir, a local group, singing peace songs, and I have to go record it. Join me.
Peace, sweet peace, share peace. wonderful. Thank you for singing along. Next.
I believe that peace will come. 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 I believe that hope will rise. 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 I believe that love survives. 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 I believe in humankind. I believe in humankind. I believe in humankind. I believe in
Thank you. think that everybody, each and every one of us here, would go back to their respective countries, we go back to their respective places, filled with the joy and filled with the happiness that in among ourselves we have the greatness of peace and joy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the songs. Thank you so much for the beautiful voices that you produce. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now here I have Diana Busterfield from England. She's been the organizer of the first summit, and she has been here a second time. So she has a lot to offer about the Department of Peace. Yeah.
Yes, this second summit has been an even more incredible experience than the first one. And you may be able to hear singing in the background. This time we've had some wonderful choirs to inspire us. We've also had young people, which we didn't have last time, who are going to be taking the movement forward in their own way. So it's just been an incredible experience.
Yeah. Tell me more about what's happening in England. You have the legislation already in place?
Yes, we had a bill in Parliament, but it fell. It didn't go through the whole process. That was in 2003. There will be another bill, but we're waiting until there's a change in the Prime Minister.
Oh, I see.
There's not much hope under the current Prime Minister, but when the new Prime Minister comes in, probably Gordon Brown, then we will resubmit our bill, and probably with new amendments.
Wonderful. When do you think that would happen?
Well, that's a question a lot of us ask, when will that happen? Because
yes.
Mr. Blair is not saying when he's going.
Right.
It might be, he may go in October this year, or he may go on until October 2007.
Right, I see. So you see a lot of hope in England. It's taking, peace movement is taking off. People supporting your effort.
Yes, the numbers of people who come to our meetings in Parliament are increasing. We are able to get out and speak to more and more groups to let them know what we're doing. And I think people were very impressed with the international initiative in relation to US-Iran. So yes, it is growing.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hi, here I have a delegate from India. And we just had decided where we're going to have the third summit. And she made a wonderful proposal, which I didn't expect to happen. Japan became the third world summit place, and because of this man here. So please speak to the mic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I supported the claim of the Japanese delegation for the third summit to be held in Japan, because of two reasons. Number one, Japan, a peace-loving country in whose constitution it has been specifically, particularly the Article 9, which rejects war, which abjures war, is presently under revision.
Yeah, we are about to lose it.
there's a strong demand to do away with this article.
Thank you.
And the GEM, which has been campaigning for the retention of Article 9, will be able to convince the larger segment of Japanese population and generally make it a popular movement against the abrogation of Article 9. So I thought, if we are going to have conference, this conference there, of the Global Alliance for the Creation of Department of Peace in Japan, it will sensitize the Japanese population, peace-loving segment of people, and the politicians, so that they will take those who are arguing for the removal of this Article 9, will be persuaded to retain.
Yes.
So this is why
I am so touched by your proposal, because I didn't
you know, we were not actually ready. We three of us were discussing, let's have it in India. Mm-hmm. That was a discussion here at this table. And of course, we for us Article 9 is so important, but also having the third summit in a less, you know, privileged country financially, we also important. You have more conflicts than we do in the region.
Right, right.
So I thought, you know, having it in India makes more sense. But also Article 9, this is the only peace constitution in the world. And if we lose it, it's very hard to get it back. We can now use Article 9 to the basis of this movement. Every country should have Article 9, actually.
Right, right. I personally support retention of Article 9.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. And I think the process we did here, everybody here was so beautiful.
Right,
I wish world were like that. When we have Department of Peace everywhere, that's going to be the process.
This is the spirit of Gandhi.
Yes.
Gandhi in spirit.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And here I have Dot Maber, Executive Director of Peace Alliance, who has been working, committing her life into this thing, creation of the Department of Peace. And the reason I'm here is because of Dot. Here.
Oh, thank you, Yumi-san. It is so good to be speaking to everyone in Japan, all of you who are working so hard to maintain your leadership role in the spirit of peace for all of us with Article 9. And we are delighted here at the Global Alliance for Ministries and Departments of Peace to hear that Japan will host the third summit of the Global Alliance around September 21st, the International Day of Peace in 2007.
I'm losing my mind.
It's been a long 4 days.
Yes, and what has come out of this summit, second summit? Can you summarize us a little bit?
Yes, the countries represented, there were both government representatives and civil society representatives. We are creating an infrastructure within our Global Alliance which will call for nonviolent resolution of conflict in all crisis, international and domestic, all conflict. And we are also making a call for conflict resolution education and peace education for our children around the world.
Wonderful. When that happens, do you think we can reduce the violence dramatically?
Yes, I do, actually, mm-hmm. Yumi. What we're finding in the United States is where we are offering conflict resolution and conflict transformation training to our youth and adults, mm-hmm. for that matter, mm-hmm. violence decreases dramatically.
So I see. So it's been 4 days, very intensive days.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm sure you're very tired. And
actually, I'm quite joyful.
So you see, I am very honored to be the third host.
Yes.
But at the same time, I am overwhelmed by the tasks ahead of me and us.
The beauty of this, yeah. Yumi-san, yes. is that because we have had two summits already, mm-hmm. one in London and one in Canada, right. the steering committee, which mm-hmm. of course you and I are both on mm-hmm. together, has a good idea of what it will take,
right.
and we'll all be helping.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, and we've also just added a youth representative to the steering committee,
right.
and the young woman who from the UK, Tara, mm-hmm. will actually be in Beijing at the time of the summit and just prior, so she will be helping as well.
That'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We are growing and we are making it happen for every life on Earth.
Yes.
Look at this beauty.
Oh, it is so beautiful. We are looking at the mountains. Actually, I think we're looking at the Olympia Mountains.
Is it?
Yeah, in the United uh-huh. States, I think, if I'm not turned around.
Uh-huh.
We're looking right across the water here.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful.
This is Royal Rose University. We just had a 4-day summit here in Victoria, and we had great success. And I have more reports to give you when I go back to Japan. Thank you very much, Dot.
Oh, thank you, Yumi.
I'll tell you when to start. You're going to start by telling us your name,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to give us your pitch on why departments of peace are important to you and the world.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you. My name is Dr. Nina Meyerhoff. I'm president of Children of the Earth. I work with young people all around the world, and they want to have the opportunity to create peace to make a better life for themselves and for the future. So that's why we want departments of peace. Thank you.
My name is Yumi Kikuchi. I'm the founder of JUMP, Japan United for Ministry of Peace.
Why we need Department of Peace? Well, war doesn't work. War is a quarrel of adults. Kids get killed. We adults are responsible to create peace on Earth, and Department and Minister of Peace is a great way to make it happen. Thank you.
Okay.
Franklin Quijano of the Philippines. It is necessary for countries to have departments of peace, for communities and people to have peaceful options to their problems and their conflicts.
Terrific. You agree?
Hi, please.
Hi, this is Yumi's podcast, June 21st in Victoria at Royal Rose University. I have here two wonderful friends from the United States.
States, yeah.
One from New York.
Yes.
And, well, welcome to my show.
Thank you.
Tell Japanese people what's going on here. Why are you volunteering your time? What are you here for?
I'm here for the International Peace Summit to talk about creating departments and ministries of peace globally.
And how long have you been working for this campaign?
The global one, about 3 days.
But you've been working hard.
I've been working for a Department of Peace in the United States since 2003.
Wow. So you worked for Dennis' campaign too?
Actually, I didn't technically work on Dennis's campaign for president, but I did work on his campaign for Department of Peace.
How did you find out about the Department of Peace?
I found out about the Department of Peace from Marianne Williamson.
Oh, I see. She's what a inspiring lady. I met her once.
Oh, she's amazing.
All right. And Mark, are you
Yes. Are
you doing this for time? I mean, is this your work?
Well, I volunteer my services to the Peace Alliance.
And you have?
This is I can help out with their programs and gathering interviews and imagery to support the development of ministries and departments of peace worldwide.
And is this what you do as a profession too?
It's one of the things I do.
Yeah,
I try to do a variety of things.
You have many talents, I can see. Yeah, thank you for all you're doing. And we are all here to support each other. And this is, I'm really enjoying my time here, meeting people from all over the world, 18 countries, 60 people here to create Ministry and Department of Peace all over the world. And we will continue to work together. Thank you. Hold on.
Same thing. Start with the name and from the whole thing.
Into one concise sentence.
Again.
Okay. My name's Carol Hilson, and I'm from New York City, the United States of America. And the reason it's important to have ministries and departments of peace around the world is because there is an entire field of peace building and conflict resolution that's ongoing and successful. And right now it's not visible in the public. And I think the minute it becomes visible, it's going to change the world.
Today when I stand before you, I stand as helper to Nina with the World Spiritual Council, as elder to that group, but I also stand as a spiritual leader for my own people. And I want to preface the work for the youth by saying something very important to you. Because you are residents and guests of Turtle Island here, you have a responsibility to understand the sacredness of the messages of the ancestors of the Red People. And so today when I speak to you, I want to speak to you about those messages from the ancestors. They talk about the sacred fire as being the communication to the spirit world, the communication to all the life force that exists on Mother Earth. And that sacred fire is common to the black people, to the Asian peoples, to the white peoples, no matter where you go on Mother Earth in those ancient times. Around that sacred fire, your people and our people have always placed the children and the youth at the center. And around those youth sit the families, the elders, the wisdom keepers, the visionaries. And so it always looks like this, the fire in the center representing the Creator, the great fire of the sun, the physical representation of a God force. And then the youth, children, and the elders, the ambassadors. Our role as the older people is to bring forth wisdom to assist them in building. We say in our culture that we are the foundation. The wisdom keepers, the visionaries, the spiritual leaders are the foundation of knowledge. From that knowledge, we raise up these young people. They become the walls of our lodge. Our grandchildren become the rafters. And so the prophecies of our people talk about the importance of partnering
with young people. Not to give them one seat on a steering committee, but to give them that full partnership, that full training, that full attention, because they're going to be those leaders. When you look at these young people sitting at this table, in 10 years, they're going to be doing the great work. We need to contribute to their journey. We need to talk today about structure, and we need to talk about partnerships. And we need to do it with honesty and integrity. Not like the organizations that say, we'll give you $75,000 for a youth conference, come and give us your recommendations, and then not that conference report goes to the government agency and you never hear anything about it again. If we're going to truly make a difference as departments of peace, we have to rebuild a system that is dying. That system is the hierarchy. That new system, the beginning of the new mind, is the circle. The equality of voice, the equality of appearance of men on the circle, women on the circle. The new paradigm, the new mind, we're on the frontier of that. We have to make those sociocratic methods work.
Thank you, speaker. It's been really great to come meet all you and learn from all of you, and I hope that I can share a little bit about what we've been doing in the United States. And to start with, I want to talk about some of our actions we've done already. As Dot mentioned a few days ago, one of the most inspiring stories of students getting involved in the United States in support of a Department of Peace is two students from Minnesota, Chelsea Skog and Raven Kinnell, who met with Senator Dayton, and one of the primary reasons why he actually got onto the bill. Shelby Carr from New Jersey sent 500 letters to middle school students across her state asking them to support the Department of Peace. And Yoel Kirshner and 24 students from UC Santa Cruz marched 50 miles to Nancy Pelosi's office to ask for her support of the Department of Peace. Brandeis University students held the first summit in the United States in support of the Department of Peace with 8 schools represented. And students at Champlain Valley Union High School collected 300 signatures, 40 photos, and were one of the primary reasons why Senator Jeffords got on and signed the bill, become the second senator in the U.S. to support the Department of Peace. So what a group of us recognized was that youth had already been playing a very crucial role in the creation of a Department of Peace within the United States. So the youth movement within the U.S. was not initiated by any national group. It just kind of happened on its own.